Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Some people with firsthand experience trying to find a job after prison understand that getting rid of a checkbox on a job application doesn't do much with so much information out in the public already. William Cobb is one of those people. He's the founder of Redeemed, an organization to eliminate systemic employment discrimination practice for ex-offenders. He's also the former vice president of the Ex-Offenders Association of Pennsylvania, and he joins us from Philadelphia. William, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, good. And explain how simply getting rid of a checkbox is not really going to address the problem of systemic discrimination against ex-offenders.
Banning the box, as that's called, doesn't do much in terms of eliminating what the actual issue is, which is employment discrimination aimed at people living with arrest and convictions. In fact, in some cases, John, it lends to significant more frustration and despair for people who have been formally incarcerated or convicted.
Now, in your case, was there a ban the box law in Pennsylvania? And what impact did that have on your employment prospects?
8 years ago, nowhere near 90% of companies in America were conducting criminal background checks. So the advocates began to get that legislation passed, and ultimately we were successful in doing so. But by the time we were successful, John, the proliferation of criminal background checks had exploded as technologies improved and more companies had access to the internet. So now people in Philadelphia and other places where Ban the Box is already in existence have found that they're allowed to interview and the employer doesn't ask the question. And although they may be forthcoming about their criminal histories or their arrests, eventually it catches up with them. And employers still terminate their employment based on their criminal records.
So the argument that you can go into an interview and make a first impression, and then when a prospective employer does a criminal background check, that first impression will hold over the criminal record is wrong in your experience. It actually vetoes whatever impression you might have made in the interview.
That is absolutely correct, John. In my personal case, I've been hired and terminated well over a dozen times. Each time during the interview, I brought up the fact that I was arrested over 20 years ago, most recently, and that I had a criminal record. The company hired me. HR was aware of it. But upon actually receiving the record, the organizations at times had to have fights within their own organization where HR or the insurance company that protects the company from liability, can't seem to get on the same page. However, in Pennsylvania, there is legislation, and federally there's legislation, that protects fair employment consideration rights for people living with arrest and convictions. The problem is that people living with arrest and convictions, employers, and even advocates who work with our population are unaware of it, just as I was until October of last year, which is when I decided to file Redeemed.
What kind of a criminal record are we talking about here with you?
Me personally, I was convicted of some violent offenses in 1994, ranging from robbery to violation of the Firearms Credit Act, which is a charge in Pennsylvania when you commit a crime with a gun.
Given that information, make an argument to me if I'm in some meeting with an HR person and the HR person says, you know, I want to hire this guy, William Cobb, and the HR person says to me, well, go ahead if you want to, but you're putting our entire company at risk, pal. You know, what do I say to that? What's my argument to that?
That's a great question. And pretty much it's this. Well, in viewing Mr. Cobb's resume, he appeared to be the best candidate of everyone that we interviewed. And in fact, that's why we selected him in the first place. But also, we need to consider the fact that his crime is not related to the nature of our business. And so therefore, the risks that we assume may be associated are not there. Also, we want to protect our company against any lawsuits filed on Mr. Cobb's behalf because we have violated his federal rights or his local and state rights. And also, we should check his character references. And if we do so, then the company will be protected. But also, we may find that we have a very, very valuable employee who's had an opportunity to develop some characteristics and traits that other employees may not have. So Mr. Cobb going to prison may not be a liability, but also may prove to be an asset for the company or organization.
Bill Cobb trying to get the word out there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's a community activist and founder of the organization Redeemed, which is dedicated to eliminating systemic employment discrimination practice for ex-offenders. He's also the former vice president of the Ex-Offenders Association of Pennsylvania. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
So what good do you think banning the checkbox asking about criminal records would do? On Facebook, Lindsay Engels writes, I'm going to respond as an actual attorney who has worked on this project. The purpose of the movement is to end discrimination against former inmates who have served their time in the initial application process, where many qualified applicants are put aside because employers focus on the crime, not what the former inmate has done to improve his or her life and rejoin society. In the end, these citizens are able to gain employment, boosting the local economy, and helping them leave behind state and federal assistance.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I'm calling from Midtown. And I just wanted to say that I think employees should always know when someone has a criminal record with any kind of violent offense, any kind of assault on someone, child molester or murder, anything like that. I think that should be public knowledge.
Bruce Ringier, Wantage Township, New Jersey. In a case of minor convictions, no. In the case of capital crimes, yes, but there should be a statute of limitations. After 10 years, if your record is clean, your conviction should be sealed. If you have paid your fine, served your time, and maintained a clean record thereafter, you should be allowed a clean start.
Or from Little Rock, Arkansas, it's a company's job to ensure the safety of their current employees and to protect the culture and reputation of the company itself. Facebook from Chris Morgan. As a police officer, I can tell you that a number of people I've encountered have stated that they've reoffended because they couldn't find reasonable employment, and I believe them. In my experience, many of those people you see soliciting and putting out handbills door-to-door are felons because they can't find other employment. We'd love to hear from you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or tweet us at The Takeaway, and you can follow me at Jay Hockenberry.